Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Damn these Biloxi blues, it happens every night. And I ain't never met a riverboat dealer that could ever be a friend of mine. The summer heat never treats me kind, it leaves trouble on my mind. So I'm bidding farewell, putting in my notice, and I'll see you at another time. This highway does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Low budget live with no voice. Woo! I don't know if I can do it, ladies and gentlemen, but just getting back from the Bassmaster Classic, and it almost killed me. Listen to me. Low budget live last night. Holy cow. What a freaking deal. And man, I can just tell you that you guys showed out. It was incredible. So many of you came to see LBL in person, and so many of you came to the Classic Expo to see Stupid Darian and I. And even though I have no voice, I had to jump on here and do a podcast. I wanted to talk about a few things, and I know it's going to be hard to listen to, and I'm going to keep it brief. And I hope I can do it. I got cough drops. I got whiskey. But last night was unbelievable. The music went really great, obviously, and normally at shows I'll start to lose my voice. It's just from years of singing and not taking care of my voice like I should have. And I started losing my voice on day two at the Classic, talking to so many people. And so last night, going into low budget live, we're gonna do a live podcast, gonna play a little music. Started going out, and you know, I wanted to just talk about that. The Classic is just a crazy, crazy week, super busy, really long days. You know, I'm in a booth from 10 to, you know, 7, 8 o'clock at night, going to dinner, catching up with old friends. It's so great seeing so many friends, so many fans of Low Budget Live, the Traveling Circus. Man, you guys are awesome, and meeting you in person was amazing. It was amazing. The only negative of the entire week was the live stream, the live feed that we tried to do from Black Market Bar and Grill. This is low budget. It's low budget. You guys know that. The most expensive thing I have in my life is a MacBook. And other than that, I use a lot of old music equipment to do this. And, you know, we're not a big operation. I don't have 15 people working for me. And truly, when I stream, I use this. So when I do a live show, I'm using a phone. I run from my same board here that I run my MacBook from. And last night, that was running into the sound system of the bar, okay? So we wanted to live stream to share this with people that were all over the country and couldn't make it out, you know. Thousands of people watched the show. I wasn't expecting everybody to be at the Bassmaster Classic. And I'm saying that because I'm reading comments and I'm getting things that are frustrating for me, and I wanted to talk about that. I appreciate everybody that listens to the show and watches this. This week was incredible and a testament to that. So many people. I'm a low lifer, man. I'm a low lifer. Amazing, right? Absolutely amazing week. But last night, when we tried to do a live stream, we had technical issues. Before we went on, a drink got spilled on my MacBook 5 minutes before we were set to go on. We had had issues with the sound in the bar, so the hundreds of people that were going to come out could hear the podcast, and that was frustrating me. Then we had a drink spilled on this computer. The podcast did not record, so I don't have any record. We had Gerald Swindle, Jacob Prosnick, Wesley Strader, Gussie, Darian is fishing, Stupid Darian. So many fans came out. It was amazing. Amazing night. But lost the podcast. Don't have it. My MacBook came back to life about 4 a.m. this morning, which is why I look like hammered crap. And then I worked the expo all day. But yesterday I worked the expo. I went to Black Market Bar and Grill to set up. Got there a couple hours before. We had a lot of issues trying to make it work. The folks at Black Market Grill were amazing and accommodating and helped us in any way they could. But we had some issues. I had been more prepared for this event than I felt like any event I've ever been a part of on the music side and the podcast side. So when it started going south before the show, it was frustrating for me. Very, very frustrating. So the live stream stopped. You know, the audio was bad. And I understand. I could not see the comments. I did not have Wi-Fi. My MacBook was shot. Could not see comments. And started Darian, my buddy Michael Roby, my wife, other people started saying, hey, they're complaining on the YouTube feed. The audio's bad. Well, here's the problem, okay? The audio feed YouTube was getting was the same audio feed we were getting to a live bar full of people talking, and it was very loud, okay? So if we brought back the volume on the board, the mixer, it was going to bring down the volume in the bar. So last night, my priority was the people at the bar. And our audio was pretty good there. It wasn't great, but it was pretty good. And so the live feed kept jamming up. We're getting a lot of bad feedback. And the audio was bad. We couldn't correct it. We were in a bar full of folks. I'm a one-man band. I've got Michael Roby helping me last night, but that's it. And we killed the feed. We decided to kill the feed. And what happened during the feed, I was told, and I read some of the comments. I had people sending it to me. People complaining, saying that I was, you know, throwing things in the face of the fans that couldn't come because I looked at the camera jokingly, and I joke all the time, guys, and said, if you don't like the way it sounds, you should have been here. Like, joking. I don't expect, I have almost 8,000 subs, thousands of people listen to this, tons more listen to it on iTunes. You think I honestly expect people to be at the bar from all over the country? Like, no, this was for if you were going to be at the Classic, I wanted to meet you and I wanted to have a get together. That's what it was. So that's the reason I'm doing a podcast horse. I wanted to address that. I love the fans of the show. People are saying, the fans are what made you. Well, yes. Yes, you are. And I'll never take a single fan for granted. But don't take something I say as a joke and then run me down the road. I'm not seeing the comments. My wife was seeing the comments and told me about it after the fact. I had no idea. So I wanted to address that. It's important to me, man. I work really hard at this. The live was a dream of mine. And, man, it didn't go like I wanted it to on the stream. And so, but in the event, it was amazing. People came out. Got to meet so many great people, take pictures. It was a special, special, special night. So I won't let it you know, the negativity from the YouTube feed bugged me, but I wanted to address that, man. I wasn't shoving anything in anybody's face. People were saying, you know, if I couldn't afford to come, you're making fun of me. No, that wasn't what I was saying. It's stupid I'm even having to do this. But I told somebody earlier on Facebook, if you're offended by what I said, maybe this content's not for you. I was making a joke. I was making a joke, and we were having a hell of a time with our equipment. We just were. So, you know, my apologies. My apologies. But I wanted nothing more than to that be this week's podcast. That video be this week's podcast. You know, the people from StarTron were there. Huge thanks to them. We gave out a ton of stuff, ton of giveaways during the podcast. They all sat up front, partied till the end of the night with us when we played music. Beautiful night. Beautiful night. But I wanted to address that because, you know, I take this serious and I don't want anybody to think that, you know, I'm throwing stones at them for not being, you know, we're in a small bar in Birmingham, Alabama. You think everybody that listens to this is going to be there? No. So for the few of you that were upset, you know, my apologies. Trust me when I say it's the last thing I wanted to happen for all of you that couldn't be there. But for those of us that were there in person, we had a great time. We had a great time. Thank you for tuning in. Sorry it didn't go good. We're going to do another live here pretty soon. I'm trying to work out some kinks on some things, man. I'm going to have to step it up a little bit. Maybe medium budget live. I don't know. I don't know. Special, special weekend, though. Meeting all of you. But the Bassmaster Classic almost killed me. Listen to me. It's a long week. I can't even imagine what the guys go through. Guys go through fishing it. Because it's a long week. It's a long week. Long day. So, you know, not only am I'm doing this podcast, doing YouTube. I mean, I'm working TH Marine. I'm in the booth. I'm working for Garmin, working for StarTron. You know, I'm all over the place and doing this. So, you know, I wanted everything to come off without a hitch. The live show did. The stream didn't. And really, that was the only negative part of my weekend, man. Great time. Hung out with a lot of my heroes. Got a lot of good feedback on Boats and Pros. And something we announced during the live show last night that was going to go across the interwebs, but did not. And I'm sorry, I'm smacking on a cough drop. I know that pisses y'all off. Trocar, Eagle Call Trocar, we handed out hooks last night, but Eagle Call Trocar, in honor of Low Budget Live and the Classic, from yesterday until next Saturday. So I'm going to check a date for you. Please hold. Please hold. Saturday the 14th, March 14th, it's running now. Trocar, Laser Sharp, Eagle Claw, and Tackle Warehouse. Okay, Tackle Warehouse. 20% off if you use the code LBL20. LBL20 for 20% off anything Eagle Claw, Trocar. It's time to restock your hooks. They're wanting to do that through the podcast. That's awesome, guys. Those people have supported me for a very long time. We announced it last night. LBL20 for 20% off this week. This week. So get on there and show me some love. Get you some hooks. Get you some weights. Get ready for the spring. Daylight savings is here. Day's getting longer. Day's getting warmer. Bassing time. So get on there and get you some hooks. But thanks to those guys. Thanks to StarTron. And thanks to y'all. Okay, thanks to the fans. Those were the comments that drove me the craziest. Like I don't appreciate the fans. That's, y'all don't know anything about me if you think that's the case ever. I'm a redneck from Tennessee, and when you come up to me wanting a picture, wanting an autograph, wanting to talk about a video, wanting to talk about a podcast, wanting to talk about what it means to you, wanting to tell me about losing a family member to cancer, want to talk about my mom, want to talk about the triple threat, Marissa D. It's amazing to me, okay? So please don't ever take anything I say as I don't appreciate the fans, because that's not the case. Not the case. Shout out to Hank Cherry. Big Hank. Weigh-in just wrapped up a little bit ago. And Hank, his lovely wife, Jacqueline, talked to him the night before it started. He seemed confident. And obviously my man had reason to be. Knocked it out of the park. And he's one of the good guys. Really like Hank. Going to try to have him on this week. And whenever I get this voice back. Amazing guy. Amazing guy. So, amazing family. And so, congrats to the Cherry family. We are teammates at Garmin and TH Marine and Abu Garcia. Great guy. Great jerkbait fisherman. Got to catch him on a jerkbait. And amazing. So, huge congrats to Hank. And huge congrats to Bass. This event was elbow to elbow, baby. Elbow to elbow. Amazing. Amazing. You had a lot of guys there. Ton of MLF guys, BPT guys there. I was surprised. Most of the big name guys were there. Good to see them there. Meeting with the fans. You know, something I took away, I was leaving this afternoon. The show had been closed for 30 minutes. I watched Mike Iaconelli signing a line. He had a line, man. A line of autograph seekers. People wanting to, you know, time. He does that 3 days solid, man. Never complains. You know, class act. Class act. And that's what most of those guys should have wanted to do. There were a few that did not come. A few big names from BPT. You know, I think I'm going to confirm some of that before we get into it. I don't have the voice for it tonight. But, you know, shame on those guys for not coming. It was a big event. Very big event. Wall to wall. Tons of people at the weigh-ins. And I think it was a great classic, man. Great storylines. And Hank Cherry's a one, you know, first-time winner. First-time winner. Seth Fider had a good tournament. Johnny Cruz, who was my pick. David Mullins had a good tournament. Brandon Lester had a great tournament. Stetson Blaylock. It was a great classic. Great classic. Great storyline. Great coverage. So, what it proved to me is bass fishing, man, you fans, you're coming out. You're coming out, and you want to see bass fishing, and you want to come to expos, and you want to meet the folks. And it's all about that interaction. And bass gets that. Bass gets that. I got to meet a lot of the fine folks from Bassmaster. It was in their 50th Classic in their hometown there in Birmingham. One of the folks from Bass, Chris Mitchell, actually introduced me to the owner of the Black Market Bar and Grill for Low Budget Life. So thanks to Chris. But I met a lot of the folks from Bass this week. A lot of the staff, really, really kind folks. And, you know, it's nice to have them come up and say they enjoy something you're doing and really just, you know, get to know them a little bit better. So Bass ain't going anywhere, folks. They're not going anywhere. You know, it's not happening. I'm super excited to see what the rest of the year holds for those guys. I got Chickamauga coming up. Of course, we got BPT at Lake Fork this week. Should be a really good tournament as well. Going to be a lot of bigs caught. Got to see a lot of my BPT buddies. Hadn't seen in a while. But last night, like I said, had Jacob Prosnick on, Strader. Good to get to talk to those guys. Absolutely, you know, can't thank those guys enough for coming out to the live show. But wanted to jump on here tonight real quick. It's a short podcast. Obviously, don't have a lot of voice. But just wanted to say thank you. Wanted to say thank you. I know I always, you know, try to end every episode with a thank you. But this week's different. This meant a lot to me, guys. Meeting you guys in person, talking with you, knowing that you're enjoying what we're doing. Amazing. Amazing. And means so much to me. Meant so much to my wife last night getting to meet so many of you and understand you know, what we're doing here. Because, like I said, I do put a lot of time and energy and effort. Takes away from family sometimes. And I was proud that I think she was proud last night. So thank you for that. Thank you for everything. And I want to say thank you to one of the coolest moments of last night, Biloxi Blues. A song we'll close with here in a minute. We opened up our performance with that last night. Everybody singing. And man, try not to get choked up because I'm don't have a voice. But, you know, I played music for a long time. And a lot of bars, smoky bars, and places where people didn't give a damn and about what you were doing. And to know that because of this and because of bass fishing, you guys like something that I created, that I wrote, that means a lot to me. You know, I wrote that song about my dad, loosely based, but my mom always liked that song. So to look around and see people singing, and it was a special night. So thank you. Thank y'all. We got some new music coming this year. Shannon Wheeler, who played with us last night. Y'all go follow Dude Let's Fish. Dude Let's Fish. Make sure you're subscribed. But right here, Shannon Wheeler, amazing on the fiddle. My buddy Andy Abernathy, my buddy Jacob Reynolds, two of my very best friends in life. Used to play a lot of music with them. That, you know, having them there was a very special night. And but Shannon and I are going to record together. Got a plan to record some new songs. So just thank you. That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to, you know, clear up what went on at the live, and say congrats to Hank. And I'll have another podcast for you next week, guys. I'm sorry that I'm in this shape. If I get better towards the end of the week, we'll do two podcasts this week. Okay. We'll get Hank on, do a classic podcast. But I wanted to, you know, everybody coming up, hey, man, every Monday. So I'm recording this 9 o'clock on Sunday night, you know, and I came in, hugged Marissa, came right out here to the LBL Bar and Grill to do this. So, I mean, that's you know, this is what I love, guys. So sorry the live stream again did not work out, but next year we're going to do it bigger at the next Classic, wherever that's going to be. I think they're going to announce it here soon. But I'm going to take you out with Biloxi Blues. I know this is a short one. Hope you have a great week. Remember code LBL20, LBL20 on the Tackle Warehouse website, tacklewarehouse.com. LBL20 for Eagle Claw Laser Sharp and Trocar products this week. Go get you some, please. You know, let them know what the low lifers are all about, okay? Thank y'all so much for listening, and hope we get this voice back in a couple days, and we'll throw down on another podcast. Biloxi Blues, thank y'all. Hug your dang mama. Hug your mama, and y'all take care. Have a great week. Thank you.
From Jackson Town to Tupelo, I never could make it last. Spanish moss or Civil War ghosts, well, I'm gonna leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. For another place, and I got 3 good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.